Blog Talk Radio.
Oh no, oh no, oh no.
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh no, you didn't.
Sucker tried to play me, but you never paid me, never.
Oh no, you didn't.
Payback is a-coming, you will be running forever.
Oh no, you didn't.
Until I get my vengeance, I will never end this mayhem.
Oh no, you didn't.
I'm a mercenary, you ain't got a prayer, you owe me.
Oh, no,
oh, that's going out to Blizzard this morning from Gay Gamer. Oh, no, you didn't. They added a snap, and that is not because they're gay. It's because you have to say, oh, no, you didn't, and you have to snap because that just makes
sense. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I cannot believe they did that. Who?
Whose idea was that? How did that even... Blizzard, come on. I realize y'all are, like, run by, like, a team of apes or something over there,
oh,
but...
Oh, God.
Seriously.
She comes out swinging early. Apparently the enforced silence yesterday was just like...
Oh, but really, though, how... As y'all can hear, I'm still... My voice is still in and out, so bear with me.
This is Lunch with Ginger and Corey. In case you don't know where you are, we know a couple of you are new. Yes, this is how we roll every morning.
Yes.
Yesterday, Ginger and her backup for the morning were both sick. Both of them sound like, oh, I don't know, so many analogies.
It was horrible. The one I keep going back to is I sounded like I was sucking on a helium balloon. My voice was so high, and it was so quiet. It was squeaky, and it was, oh, my God, it was bad.
I was leaning more towards elephant who chain smokes, but hey, squeaky helium balloon.
That, yeah. It was not good. It was not good. It was horrible.
Like it was snow cosmic. She's like, oh. I was like, oh, God, no. Never mind, girl. I was going to ask you to fill in for Jim, but no. That's okay.
Y'all are going to get me laughing, and I'm going to start coughing. It's not good.
Oh, no. No, you didn't. So,
seriously, and there's, like, candy all over the place. I went to the store yesterday because all the kids are supposed to be coming out tonight, apparently. They're doing it tonight.
Oh, and, well, they come to my house tonight. They're going to be in for a real shocking surprise because there is no candy, period. There's not even the Halloween stuff as of yet. I may put some out over the weekend, but...
I was like, oh, yes, I bought candy, and now it's just teasing me, and I'm like, oh, I want candy.
That is exactly why I do not buy candy. I'm not buying candy this year. That's why.
I thought about it. I really did, but I don't usually have trick-or-treaters, so, like, I got to have them something.
I do not care. And after yesterday... I got into a fight with somebody out in the corner.
Out in the corner?
On the corner, turning the corner by my house.
Oh, wow.
I just attract crazy people. I don't know. I have, like, the crazy people light. You know how there's mosquito lights, you know?
Uh-huh. But,
like, I am a crazy people light. I just attract them. It could be because I'm a little off, but who knows, really. I will spare y'all the details of the fight. Let's just say it ended with... Get out of the street before I run you over.
Very nice. Very nice.
Okay, so but it was fun. It was really fun. Lots of stress relief. but first up, of course, because I said, Ginger, you got to let me have this one. Because, you know, usually the Blizzard is our domain, World of Warcraft, because, you know, I'm not a fan. But, so you're wondering what's going on. In case you had not seen it yet, Blizzard Entertainment's president, Mike Morhaime.
Are you thinking Blizzard?
They're up right up there on the level with Eve. I'm serious. It's going to be a mass exodus from...
Yes. Well, oh, my God, yes.
Well, they've apologized after the World of Warcraft video. A World of Warcraft video containing homophobic comments was screened at none other than the recent BlizzCon event. Yeah. He says, as a president of Blizzard, I take full responsibility for everything that occurs at BlizzCon. And this is a letter he wrote to Gay Gamer specifically. When are we going to get our apology letter for the sexist thing? Maybe we should.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
I'm tired of the sexy night elf. Maybe I want my night elf to not, you know, drop it like it's hot. I'm just saying. I should have the option. Maybe I want her fully clothed and covered. What you going to do, Mike?
I know. There's no way. I'm sorry. My boobs are hanging out. My rear end is hanging out. Everything's showing.
There is no, that is not armor. That, no.
He's quoted as saying, it was short-sighted and insensitive to use the video at all, even in censored form. The language used in the original version, including the slurs and use of sexual orientation as an insult, is not acceptable, period. The video, of course, is still up on YouTube, featuring George Fisher of Cannibal Corpse talking about the game and using a number of homophobic slurs. While those slurs are beeped out, and I really couldn't tell what he was saying, honestly, so I couldn't take offense one way or the other. I'm not gay, but, you know, sometimes I get offended for other people.
Yeah.
It happens. But the fact that the speech was used at all offended many of Blizzard's forum users and the LGBT advocacy group GLAAD. Ooh.
What were y'all thinking?
Because we realize now that having even an edited version of the show was counter to the standards we try to maintain in our forums and in our games. Doing so was an error in judgment, and we regret it. I'm sure you do.
Yeah, y'all are going to regret it when people start leaving left and right. I mean... Seriously, what were you thinking? You give us a crappy expansion. Your numbers are already down because people are leaving like crazy because your game is crap nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pull this.
Well,
seriously, what's wrong with y'all?
Well, George Fisher is the guy that's opened his mouth and inserted foot, toe, elbow, whatever.
Foot up to his knee.
Yes. He was performing at BlizzCon as part of the rock group Level 90 Elite Tauren Chieftain, and he's also Morhaime is also a member of the rock group. Ooh. Well, to make a long story short, it's being said that while an official apology is appreciated, it's empty and useless unless it's accompanied by some type of remediation. In this case, in their effort to change the attitudes that consider that video acceptable, I don't think that's going to be enough, Blizzard. I'm thinking it's going to have to be some free game time, a new video card, perchance. Yeah, y'all.
I'm thinking a new character with, like, a quest line or something.
That is specifically geared towards the lesbian, gay, transgendered community.
Something, yeah. Or is some kind of, like... public service announcement about, you know, how you can't be a douchebag.
Well, you know what really worries me is the comments on the video is, oh, he got in trouble for that. So that means that's why you guys need to really step up and do something about this. This is bad.
People yes, because this is not acceptable. This is not acceptable at all.
So, juicy. This is going to be a good fight, I'm telling you. Good luck, Gay Gamer, taking him down.
Yes, and this irritates me because this is such a hot topic nowadays, and there's still so much hate out there. I mean, I don't know. If you're one of the ones who, unfortunately, is addicted like me to that horrible little pink site, the gossip site, I'm not going to name it.
Which one?
Perez Hilton.
There's a video of Perez. I like
boy.
Perez.
Oh, yeah. There's a video of a boy being beaten in class, and nobody does a thing, and it's because he's gay. And it's up right now. That just... All this is going on, all this hate, and then y'all do this? What is wrong with you people?
Hon, people, a lot of you out there are miseducated in our history as Americans and thinking that some things have gone away. Racism, sexism, and homophobicism, I just remade that word, is still very much alive and well. Don't be fooled. I know when we're on the internet, it's easy to overlook things because you have no idea who's on the other side of the PC, and that's great, but... In the real world,
yeah.
Go and look up if you're not sure or you think I'm making this up. And even as little as 30 years ago, they were still publicly lynching people here in our great country. Yes, go look it up. I joke you, I kid you not. So the fact that they were watching this kid get beaten, I sadly have to say I'm not surprised.
And nobody did a thing. They just sat there. The whole class just sat there and let these kids beat them. And it was kind of like, really?
And gamers, I expect better from you.
Yes.
We're supposed to be the next step in evolution, the gamer.
Yes.
Ouch.
Yes.
I pat my chest, it hurt. Okay. We're going to find a new expression because that doesn't work for girls. That kind of causes some pain up there. We have some extra. Yeah. Anyway,
we need a little bit. My boobs aren't just thinking about that.
Okay, we got to move along.
I know. All right. I've actually got a story. And I don't know if it's actually published anywhere. It's a recently declassified thing that I got my hands on.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a training tool for the military. Anyways, how much does your smartphone know about you? Yeah. All right. So according to this report, Apple lied and filed a patent for the mobile device tracking that we've been talking about. Revelations. I'm going to cough to death. All right. Revelations of the patent application now confirms suspicions that Apple was quite aware of the storage geolocation tracking data, that it was not merely a database of Wi-Fi locations, and the building of location histories on the customers was not due to a software glitch.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Right, so let me start. News feeds are buzzing this week with articles about smartphone security and privacy issues. We've even talked about it here. They say of particular note are revelations that a stealth Apple iOS file routinely stores geolocation information derived from triangulating signals from mobile devices running the operating system. Of course, you know, we all know there has been a lawsuit, motion by plaintiffs who are seeking a court order to bar further collection of the location data, as well as an invitation from Congress for Apple representatives to participate in upcoming hearings to be held by the Judiciary Subcommittee on Privacy, Technology, and the Law. All right, let me get down to the nitty gritty. Pretty much, Alex Madrigal, Alexis Madrigal, a senior editor for The Atlantic, penned an interesting article that examines just how much information a smartphone can reveal about its user. Madrigal conducted his own little forensics operation using a tool called Lantern, and the results may be surprising to many, not us here, because we've been saying this is not good. Mm. All right, so Madrigal says, I plugged my iPhone into my computer and opened an application called Lantern, a forensics program for investigating iPhones and iPads. 10 minutes later, I'm staring at everything my iPhone knows about me. About 14,000 text messages, 1,350 words in my personal dictionary, 1,450 Facebook contacts, tens of thousands of location pings, every website I've ever visited, what locations I've mapped, my emails going back a month, my photos with geolocation data attached, and how many times I've checked my email on March 24th, or any day for that matter. He says, want to reconstruct a night? Lantern has a timeline that combines all my communications and photos in one neat interface. While most of it is invisible during normal operations, there is a record of every single thing I've done with this phone, which also happens to form a pretty good record of my life. Figuring that I've got nothing to hide or steal, I've always privileged convenience over any privacy and security protocols. Not anymore. Immediately after trying out Lantern, I enabled the iPhone's passcode and set it to erase all data on the phone after 10 failed attempts. This thing remembers more about where I've been and what I've said than I do. And he says, and I'm damn sure I don't want it falling into anyone's hands.
Oh, that's very scary.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, photos with geolocations, everything. That is, I don't want Big Brother on my phone. I don't want Big Brother at all.
See, that's it's really a toss-up, because obviously if something is going on, you know, where I need some assistance, I would like for somebody to be able to find me. Okay, let me put it this way. Here's where the problem is. Apple should not have this information.
No.
Some of this information should be given to the authorities. Not given to, but they should be able to access it in the stead that your car is broken down, or you're calling for help, you know, you're needing the police to come out, you're in the middle of nowhere. They should have the information to be able to come and find you. But why exactly do you need it, Apple? It's not even marketing information. You don't need to know where I am when I'm taking pictures, really? Are you?
Yeah, that is. I mean, it's one thing. I mean, I like the idea because, I mean, say you're kidnapped, say something horrible has happened and they need to find you. If they could somehow turn it on then and be able to track you, that is one thing. You know, be able to ping your phone.
Yeah,
that's a whole nother for you to be tracking me while I'm out with my date or just wandering around or doing whatever. No, you don't need to be knowing what I'm doing.
You know, ironically, yesterday, of course, we were not here, and I was watching Wendy Williams' Star Jones was on, and she was talking about the privacy thing we've been going on about, and she said that, girl, I forgot what I was saying. While I was saying it, don't you love when you do that?
happens, unfortunately.
Oh, I hate when I do that. Oh. I'll come back to it in a second, y'all guys. But it was really interesting, whatever she was saying. Oh, there we go. She was saying how they're going on about how they want to be involved in the privacy, but really the government, for the most part, and our law enforcement, have not caught up with technology. They're so far behind. You know, they don't, like we were just saying, they don't have access to any information if we need help. Even if, let's say you did get your little one a cell phone or some type of tracking device, the police doesn't have access to this. If you call them and say, you know, my child's missing, they can't say, okay, let's flip this on. Oh, she's at the corner store eating ice cream. You know, it's fine.
Yeah.
And
it's sad. And then we have the people who, again, are part of the group that are not really caught up with the technology are the ones trying to police something, and they don't know what they're trying to police. We want to cut this information off, or we want to be into it, but they don't know what they're asking for. And unfortunately, companies like Apple, and yes, Microsoft, and all of them are taking advantage of this because they know you're tech dumb, government. They know you have no idea what the hell's going on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how Facebook works. Just... It's sad. We got to get some of these people out of office, really. Some of you got to go, and the people that need to be in need to be able to go to Apple and say, you know what, this information needs to be on a secure server somewhere. We're not even going to look at it unless it's an emergency. The same thing applies as to, you know, we have to go to somebody's house and we think they're selling drugs. Get a warrant. We need a warrant, and then we can access the information. Then we can look at the records and say we know exactly where Junebug is hiding after he stole the money from the bank. And I said Junebug. So that's what it needs to be used for, and that's how it should be handled. But you congressmen running around chasing people, having sex in the bathroom, come on. We don't need any of that. Okay. Okay, so we didn't get our show last night. Can you guys tell? Because we were all chatty this morning.
I know, and I was so sad. I wanted to do it, but I really did. I sounded.
Both of you sounded, again, chain-smoking elephants. It was not cute.
It was all.
Not cute. You people out there that are loving the Google Plus, for some of them, you might want to listen up. VentureBeat's reporting this morning that anyone who plans to enable Google Plus features on their Google Apps account for work or school should make sure to note the privacy policy. Yesterday, Google been allowing customers of its Google Apps accounts, the company's enterprise suite of web-based applications for documents, emails, and more, they allowed you to sign up for the social network Google Plus. The apps accounts can then have access to all of Google Plus's features like Circles, which we've told you about, video chat, Hangouts, which is some pretty interesting little features. I haven't played with the Hangout one yet. However, the next webs, Matthew Panzerino, I'm sorry, Matthew, I may have screwed up your name, he notes that doing so will allow the apps account administrator to both access and modify all of your Google Plus activity. Meaning they can see all your stuff, climbing in your windows, snatching your documents
up. What is up with you Big Brother people? Seriously, I mean, is my life that interesting? Do you need to know everything that I'm doing?
Yes, they do. Google's Help Center does state because you're signing up Google Plus with your corporate email address, your Google Apps administrator retains the right to access your Google Plus data and modify or delete it at any time. Basically, that means anything you share, notes, status updates, videos, games, photos, and more on Google Plus can be accessed by your boss.
No. I love you, Koi.
No. I don't need to know what y'all doing. Y'all are crazy. I don't want to know. I have a nice view of Ginger and the Blaster and the Snow White and a couple of other people that drift in and out of here. I have a nice view of you all. I would like to keep it that way. Some things I don't want to know. So the message from Google at least seems that you should either keep work and play separate or be very conscious that you're mixing the two. And some of you really don't understand the difference between work and play. So now you're going to have to, because you really don't want your boss to know that you like to chase squirrels on the weekend and eat them. So you maybe really want to set up a separate Google account.
You know, but that is something a lot of y'all need to learn. Anyway. So many of y'all put up everything. Mm-hmm. And then y'all wonder how, you know, all this information gets out. You posted it.
How did you know that I was dressed up like a chicken yesterday and dancing on the freeway? Well, see here on your Google Plus page.
I know. And then they're like, well, my home life shouldn't affect my work life. Well, you know, if I'm seeing you do, you know, crack on Facebook or Google Plus or whatever, I don't want you working for me. Sorry.
I can't unsee what I just saw. I'm sorry.
Yes. If I see a picture of you dressed up with, like, a beer bottle in places that it shouldn't be, no, sorry.
Oh! Wow.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess it's my turn again, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Bethesda, you're just getting smacked around. Ooh. All right, I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. Bethesda loses appeal on preliminary injunction against Interplay.
Oh, wait a minute. This is not the Scrolls people again?
This is not the Scrolls people. This is a whole other one.
Oh, God. Bethesda, stop it.
I know.
Bethesda has lost another round in its legal battle with Interplay over the company's Fallout-themed massively multiplayer online game. The Fallout 3 developer was denied a preliminary injunction against Interplay by the courts in September. It appealed the ruling, but yesterday the appeal against the lower court's decision was also rejected. According to documents from the United States Court of Appeals, Bethesda hoped to prove that the district court abused its discretion and misapplied the law in concluding that Bethesda failed to establish a likelihood of irreparable harm. One of Bethesda's key points was that Interplay's financial stability would hinder it from being able to pay any applicable damages should it prove successful in halting the MMO's production. The dispute stems from a $5.75 million deal for the Fallout license in April 2007. When Bethesda bought the IP, it agreed to give Interplay the rights for an online Fallout game on the condition that full-scale development should start with at least $30 million in funding within 2 years. In April 2009, the financial documents from Interplay revealed that Bethesda intended to take legal action to prove that these obligations had not been fulfilled. The purpose of the injunction was to halt production on Interplay's MMO until the matter could be resolved in court. The district court sided with Interplay, saying that Bethesda failed to prove Interplay's game was damaging to its business. Sorry, Bethesda, you're just getting smacked around. Y'all should just let them build the game. It's going to build your...
They don't see it that way.
No, it's ours. It's ours. No, sorry. You sold it. You agreed to let them do it. All right, so they don't have the $30 million. Doesn't mean that the game's not going to be awesome. I mean, hello, Halo. Halo started out very small, little bitty, teeny tiny company, and look what they built. So,
well,
yeah.
you have a bunch of companies that we always cite Halo because Halo, of course, is epic.
Mm-hmm.
You have your Dino Dash that started out the same way. Gosh, what's another one? The Sims. Ironically, nobody knows the Sims history.
No.
How it got started, but remember when Will Wright came along and he wanted to create The Sims, they told him, you're crazy. This is never going to work. Who's going to want to play this? And now still it's the top-selling PC game of all time, reigning champion for, 10 years now?
Something like that, yeah. And tons of people play it.
Yeah. So
my friends. I'm like, really?
You can't predict these things. Sometimes you just have to give people the chance and back off. But what is it? They're like an angry pit bull or something. Oh, wait a minute. Now I'm going to get an email from the angry pit bull people. Sorry.
Hey, I have a pit bull.
Don't you talk about pit bulls. Pit bulls are misunderstood. Crazy people today. Oh, that means I got news about my man.
Oh, what you got?
Ah, yes. Thank you, Nintendo. I love you. For the press release this morning. Nintendo has revealed more details about the captivating areas, items, and gameplay in the massive Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword game, launching exclusively for the Wii on November 20th. Yes, I said November 20th. You got 2 weeks. Two and a half weeks.
We're going to lose, boy. We're never going to see her again.
Gone. Oh, man. Oh. As soon as I hear the music, I have forgotten the world exists. Okay, so this week, Link continues his epic quest and travels back to Elden Volcano as additional discoveries have been uncovered by new portions of the map. Players will be able to dig the new items and find a new way to traverse this area. Newly revealed game elements include some of the following. Return to Elden Volcano and Fire Sanctuary. There's a couple of new items. Magma mitts, I don't know what those... Oh, it says supposedly he's able to use these to access underground tunnels by digging through soft patches in the ground to explore subterranean areas in the dungeon and probably finding more rupees because you people in... Who is dropping the rupees?
People.
Who is dropping the rupees is what I want to know.
I love that line. You people.
You people. Okay, tons of more stuff. I'm not going to go into all of it because, I will gush. Of course, Legend of Zelda will be available as a standalone game or as part of a limited edition bundle that also includes a gold-colored Wiimote plus controller. I said gold-colored, yes. Additionally, every copy in the initial production runs of the game will come packaged with special music CD containing orchestral arrangements of, oh my god, I have to have it, select songs that are performed at the Legend of Zelda 25th Anniversary Symphony Concert on October 21st out in Los Angeles. You can pre-order Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword right now at major retailers throughout North America. A deposit, of course, is required. Why do they say that? We do know pre-orders require a deposit. pre-orders require a deposit? When?
Oh, no. Nintendo, sometimes you are so odd. But I love my man. Oh, it's going to be so nice.
You say odd. I said dropped on the head.
Oh, that's my man. And anybody that wants to try to take my... Oh, never mind.
I'm going to come and steal him now.
What? Ginger, I love you, but I cut you.
No, don't cut me. Don't cut me. I need
link.
All of me.
That is my link. Nobody else's link, my man. I don't care that he's short. You know I like him tall, but I don't even care that he's short and he got pointy ears.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much I love him.
All right. Well, this is a short one, so I think I'm going to end up grabbing two. Yeah, GamePolitics.com this morning. Sony pays Ericsson to get out of mobile partnership.
Oh, that's not good.
Mm-mm. According to a CNBC report, Sony has confirmed that it will pay around 900 million euros, roughly $1.28 billion USD. Oh, good Lord, don't cough. To Ericsson to get out of its decade-old joint mobile phone venture with the company. This will allow Sony to integrate its smartphone business with its gaming tablet and PC businesses. In turn, Sony should be able to cut costs and synchronize its product development strategy. Ericsson said that it will turn over ownership of five essential patent families relating to wireless handset technology as part of the deal. Sony boss Howard Stringer says, "We can more rapidly and more widely offer consumer smartphones, laptops, tablets, and televisions that seamlessly connect with one another and open up new worlds of online entertainment." So, yeah, it looks like Sony is getting ready to completely jump into the mobile gaming market. All right.
Well, they already are.
Well, they are, kind of. But now it looks like they're going to go in solo.
Are they trying to pull a – who is it that just – oh, they're trying to pull a Microsoft and come out with a whole phone? I don't think that's – good idea.
I don't know.
I gotta say, you people with the Windows phones who are, I'm not getting it. I'm just not.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty phone, but that's about where it ends as far as I'm concerned. I'm just not interested. I don't need to be that connected to my Xbox. And I'm pretty sure there's an Android app that'll connect me if I wanted to. There's an app for pretty much anything you can dream up. And if there's not, maybe I'll write it this weekend.
That is true.
Like I have time to write. Oh God, kind of off topic. Okay, Last night, if you all have been coming to the site, probably seen it. It's a little crazy. We're doing some upgrades and stuff. And again, last night I opened up and had a page of code I had to go through and find. And I'm so rusty. I'm all thinking in the wrong language. Oh my God.
Poor Corey.
I was tired. That wasn't even last night. That was 3 this morning. I'm like, okay, so this means if I put in a call to the... Wait a minute. That's C++. That's wrong. That is wrong. Pictures were sideways on the site. You know, the site was talking. It was all kind of weirdness going on. So if you were up at 3 this morning, you saw some really crazy stuff on our site. It should be functional today.
It should be. We think it is.
Yes. So if I write a Xbox app, you better think twice about that. I may be watching you. I have all your info.
That's hot.
Show up, you know, you get home from work and I'm sitting in your chair eating a sandwich. Well, I got your info from your gamer tag.
That's awesome.
Your geolocation from your gamer tag.
All right.
Got another?
I do. Apple. Seriously, Apple.
Mm-hmm.
All right, GamePolitics.com again. Shanghai activist accuses Apple of selling used iPhones.
Okay. What's wrong with that?
I'm not quite for sure. A Shanghai activist is accusing Apple's Beijing store of passing old iPhones as brand new.
Ah, okay.
Ooh, that's not good. According to a story in the Shanghai Daily, activist Wang Hai, who is representing two citizens, filed a lawsuit against Apple in a Chinese court accusing the firm of selling refurbished iPhones. Both purchases were made at the company's store in Beijing, China. Hai claims that the two customers each bought what they thought was a brand new iPhone in July of this year with one-year warranties. When they used the serial numbers on their phone to check the warranty, they found that there was only 6 months left on it instead of a year. In fact, says Hai, is proof that Apple knowingly sold used phones to customers as new. Hai told the paper, "It is a very serious discrimination to Chinese consumers because refurbished phones are being sold at cheaper prices abroad, but the same as new ones in China."
Oh, shut up, phone. All right.
Yeah. Apple, if you are selling these as new, with actually refurbished, this is not cool.
Okay. How come when your phone started ringing, I picked up mine going, is that it? No. I am out of order.
You are totally out of order.
You know, there's nothing wrong, Apple, with you selling refurbished phones, but you should probably... you got to disclose this.
Yeah, I bought a new one and something happened and I wanted to take it back and get it fixed. And you tell me, oh, sorry, it expired. Oh, no.
That is cutting.
Yeah, if you're charging me just as much for a brand new one and you give me a used one with half the time, oh, hell no.
See,
there will be somebody give me a new phone.
Oh, Horace is offering to give me a whooping.
Ooh, that's hot.
Apparently, he don't know me very well. That's not a threat. That's flirting. Look at speaking of, you might want to think twice about that. Okay. So speaking of flirting, EA.
EA. Oh, no. What did EA do this time?
He's saying, come to me, little third-party developers. Come. We love you. They first revealed that the first third-party publishers, which will feature games on its Origin download service, naming THQ, Warner Brothers, and Capcom for the service, as of November. Some of you, breathe when I say this. Please don't get up and start screaming and run around your office. The service will feature Batman Arkham City, Saints Row the Third. Those are pretty heavy hitting titles to come out with EA. Wow. And they have some other undisclosed titles they won't tell us about. But we're going to talk to the UK people because, you know, they tell us everything. They love us. We is UK NIP is what we called over here. Okay, so we'll see if they can tell us something. They're saying since launch, we have had overwhelming support from both publishers and developers across the gaming industry, recognizing Origin as an opportunity to deliver more of their great content straight to consumers across the globe. This is the VP of Origin, David DeMartini. He says, we're excited to welcome Warner Brothers Interactive, THQ, and Capcom as the first publishers to offer their games via Origin. EA had already announced that it will be releasing some of its own games exclusively on the service, as well as extra exclusive content. That was a tongue twister. David DeMartini first publicly floated the idea of third-party support back in July at the EB Games Expo in Australia recently. EA boss Peter Moore responded to a heckler by revealing that over 5 million players were already using Origin, and those 5 million players, of course, were all playing The Sims. No.
Come out.
Be for real. And that was a short one.
I haven't logged into a Sims. I
am not playing Sims City Social with you anymore.
Come on.
No.
I need the
Sims City Social. I just mixed three different games. Okay.
I need stuff, Corey.
No. Okay, so I got other juice. Other juice.
Y'all see how mean she is to me?
I am. Juice. I got juice.
You got juice? What you got? What you got?
So Nintendo, of course.
Nintendo.
Nintendo says they are working on new genres of software for the 3DS to be launched over the next fiscal year. Speaking to investors following its disappointing half-year results, Nintendo President Satoru Iwata compared the new range of software to brain training and Wii Fit products that perform consistently over long periods while inspiring strong hardware sales. I love me some Brain Age. And that's going to... I had a lovely list for you guys of things to do, fun things to do for Halloween, mm-hmm. but my lovely Windows Vista on my laptop, I hate Vista, I hate you, decided to crash and did not save my document. So one of the things on there was, if you're staying in, I want to specify, Drunk Brain Age is fun to do on Halloween with costumes. Yeah, trying to do math when you've been drinking is just hilarious. Okay, anyway. they said they're aiming for the next fiscal year. We are also working on new genres of software that may attract people who are not particularly interested in video games. As always, that's how Nintendo rolls. In order to under... You know what? You people translate, and when you don't speak English, just don't do it. In order to, I'm assuming, trying to raise our gaming population expansion strategy, we are planning to launch several new software titles in the next fiscal year. We do not have a list of these titles. Please do not ask. However, they're saying, as for our Nintendo 3DS, the hardware markdown has resulted in a huge loss this fiscal year. However, as we're going ahead with gradual cost-cutting efforts from a profit standpoint, improvements are expected to be made in the next fiscal year, which means we'll probably get a new updated 3DS. I'm going to wait on that one. Or buy the other one when the other one comes out because it'll be cheaper. One of the two. The present result of the markdown is just an improvement of sales pace of the hardware after the upcoming November. However, anticipated titles for Nintendo 3DS will be continually released, which we hope will bring a big boost in the year-end sales season. The 3DS is nearing a certain sales point where word of mouth will drive sales. Iwata expects this favorable word-of-mouth cycle to begin after the looming holiday period. We can expect the Nintendo 3DS to enter into the phase where relevant information shall be communicated even to people who usually do not proactively seek video game information. He also revealed that the eShop would be made available on the web so it can be accessed via PCs and smartphones, which I don't know why you didn't do earlier, a long time ago. They had a good web presence even before Xbox kicked up their whole site in, but Xbox won up them when they made it so you can access your games. You know, I just thought of something. Would have been interesting if they had done the same thing that PlayStation is doing now for the 3DS. Would have been a perfect ad for them. Have all your characters sitting around the table with the person playing a 3DS. You know, I would have gone nuts if I had seen that. Seen Link sitting at the table with me while I'm playing. Oh, God.
That would have been, yes. At the same time, I'd never have seen you again, so.
I'd have been camping out, selling my jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Please, how much can I get for this ring? I need me a 3DS.
On the corner.
Link. Wait, yeah, Link is coming. Link is going to come out of the 3DS. I'm saying Nintendo missed a great advertising opportunity. I think you guys should think about that for Christmas. Go ahead and steal the Sony stuff. Go ahead and steal the commercial. You have Link sitting at the table with me being, I miss you, Corey.
Oh, that's
hot. Don't you want to play Legend of Zelda? Yes, I do.
Why does Link have like a Latin accent there?
Because that's what I imagine he sounds like. Has anybody ever heard him speak? He needs a voice.
He does, but I don't expect his voice to sound like that.
Or you know what would be even more funny? Instead of him talking, subtitles.
Oh my god.
And subtitles, because nobody's ever heard his voice. I'm evil.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. All right. Some of you people. Don't make my head go. All right. Avatar planking incites rage downloads.
Uh-oh.
Indie developer brings planking. Do you know what planking is? Have you seen this phenomenon?
Please explain for those of us who do not know.
People are like laying out on things, like looking like they're falling, like they're in the air, like above a tree branch, or laying from their car window into like the Burger King order window, or just all kinds of crap. And it's like planking, like a plank, like a board. They try to be as stiff as possible. It's weird as crap.
Oh.
All right. So, indie developer brings planking to the Xbox 360 amidst controversy. High Rock Games is proud to announce that Avatar Planking for Xbox 360 indie games was released and downloaded over 10,000 times its first full day on the Xbox Live Marketplace. Avatar Planking takes the sport of planking to ridiculous extremes, letting players' avatars plank where no human could, inside of tacos, burgers, animals' mouths, on Mars, and even inside someone's nose.
Oh, stop.
Yeah. Internet reaction ranged from hilarity and fan-created media of their avatars planking to a social news site, Bloodbath, entitled F Everything About This.
I agree.
Patreon members chastised both planking and the product, shared their complaints about its existence to Xbox support, and called for the for the developer to be shot.
Oh, wow. That
with a paint gun, let's not, you know.
Yeah, say that is some nerd rage right there.
You stop. I just wanted people to be able to laugh from watching their avatars plank in funny scenarios, says developer Daniel Hafner. I had no idea that simply the existence of such a product would make some people so angry. Hello, Daniel. This is the internet. Welcome to the internet. Right.
Ooh.
Avatar Planking can be queued for download to your Xbox 360 by visiting the following link, which I have up on GameMatrix.com, so I'm not going to give it to you, so head over there and check it out.
I got some juicy that you guys probably will not hear until over the weekend.
Ooh. What you got? What you got?
Apparently them Bethesda people have been listening to us, so they sent us over.
Bethesda! Come on, Bethesda!
Well, they sent us something very interesting, so what I got for you lovely peoples is tons of concept art for Skyrim. Wait, it gets better. I also got podcasts, developer podcasts, behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Hot. Yes, behind the scenes, as you can go along with the process of how they took the game from paper to what you'll be playing. Hi, Bethesda.
I love you.
All right, so they just sent that to us. I was like, oh. you know what? It's not that Bethesda likes us. You know who they like?
Who they like?
Their woman is their PR agency. She likes Blaster.
Oh.
He just charms that woman. She never forgets him when she sees him. Oh, my God. Every time. Hi.
She has a thing for the tall blonde.
She has a thing for the tall blonde guy. I don't know what he does to the women, but they go all knocky in the knees when he shows up. Huh?
The blonde is just not my thing.
We love our Blaster, but yeah. Blaster, can we dye your hair?
Yeah, it needs to be dark. It needs to be very dark.
If we dyed your hair dark, we'd be loving you even more.
Yes. Yes, we would.
Okay. Wait a minute. We got just a few seconds. Sorry, I had to share. I'm giggling about something I can't talk about on the air. Okay, quickly, before we have to go to break. Sony is offering Vita a week early to your pre-order people. That's nice. If it wasn't so expensive. Sony will be releasing a special first edition bundle PlayStation Vita to consumers a week early in the U.S. and Canada. The bundle features the big minigame collection, a case, and a 4 GB memory card. In the U.S., it'll cost you about $350. That's a month's rent, a car note payment, and 5 Prada dresses, and contains the more expensive 3G model, while Canadians will get the Wi-Fi-only machine for $300. Again, 5 Prada dresses, 3 pairs of Manolo Blahniks. No, I'm sorry, 1 pair of Manolo Blahniks. Okay, the bundles will be delivered by Amazon for February 15th, but no similar deal has been announced in Europe. The Vita launches in Japan on December 17th. So they actually get it first. That's technically, we don't get it. We mean a week early. That's a blatant lie. A week early would mean we get it before Japan. I'm just saying.
Ooh. Yes, yes, yes.
Sony, I'm just not happy with you now.
No.
Not that I was going to buy it anyway, but that's not the point.
I was going to buy it anyway. Bye.
Wait a minute. Do you want to squeeze one more in, or should I? Because I got another juicy.
You got another juicy one? Go for it. I hadn't pulled up another one yet because I thought we were going to break.
Okay, so lovely. You people have heard about HP.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, so there's been argument between me and my cousins and friends about the HP was already closed. They are not closed, people. They decided yesterday that they would, in fact, keep their massive PC business alive, but the WebOS division will reportedly not be so lucky. Up to 500 jobs could be cut. Ooh, that's horrible.
That's not good.
When HP's former CEO, Leo Apotheker, I messed up your name, I know it, announced the company was considering spinning off its PC business, the largest in the world at current, and would kill the WebOS hardware division, HP's stock tanked. I told you guys, buy it then. See? And then they're not going anywhere, so now you'd be rich. Of course, I forgot to, too, but that's not the point. and, of course, he got kicked out. The new HP CEO, Meg Whitman, yes, a woman, was installed, and a month later, HP says it's keeping its PC division. That's right, and they're going to flourish. But unlike the course correction, the company appears to be done with the WebOS and will pursue Windows 8 for tablets instead. During HP's quarterly earnings call yesterday, Whitman said, you know what? We were invited to that. I forgot. Bad Corey. We will make a decision about the long-term future of WebOS within the next couple of months. However, a Guardian report says a decision has already been made to cut WebOS out. HP paid $1.2 billion for Palm and WebOS back in April 2010, and it was commonly thought HP would make a major play in smartphones and tablets with Palm as its backing, but nothing ever turned out. And as Apotheker wanted the company to focus on software rather than the hardware, could have been the problem. The web smartphone and later tablet operating system seemed to get a second wind right after HP announced plans to kill the WebOS division. Uh-huh. The company's once $4.99 touchpad running WebOS dropped down to $99 fire sale price point, and consumers hungrily gobbled them up. See, should have been paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
So looks like they're going to somehow pull themselves out of this. I'm feeling very optimistic. He says, she's saying it will be sad to see the WebOS not get another chance considering it was a good operating system in search of powerful hardware that never showed up. Alas, if the WebOS division does get shut down completely, perhaps we'll get some amazing tablets with Windows 8, which is something I hadn't thought about, but might be pretty nice. I've not gotten to play with Windows 8, so it could be pretty good.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm still playing with Windows 7 over here, so.
Well, at least I'm XP and Vista, so I need.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, I know.
No.
Hey, at least my XP is stable. So I can say Vista. I do not like the Vista. You guys,
no. Vista was an atrocity.
It still is an atrocity over here. Don't remind me. All right, so you guys, it is Halloween weekend. Yay! Now, I did promise you some things, and you will get them. Over the weekend, make sure you are signed up for our site, and make sure you go to the profile page. I think we got cut off. We're not live anymore. I think we're supposed to have a minute left, but we don't. Make sure you go and check out your profile page and join the contest group, because about an hour before I put these lovely pink rocket launchers up, I'm also going to give away some keys to Kefling. Hey! There's only two, so you better be there or you don't get it. And much love to our world, the War of the Worlds people. Love you. Sorry, I had to hear that part.
I know, right?
How you doing, then, sir?
I'm doing good. I haven't coughed up my lungs yet. So,
you're fine.
Yeah. I feel all right. I just, at least I don't sound like I did yesterday. Yes, pretty much. It was not good. All right, Nintendo. Nintendo, this is not good. This is not good. And I think Blaster probably called this.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. All right, so GamePolitics.com, they pulled it from Shaq News. Nintendo posts half-year loss of $927 million.
Yes.
Yes, that hurt. Ouch. Nintendo has released its financial results for the first half of the fiscal year ending September 30th, reporting a massive loss. The company posted a loss of 70.29 billion yen, which is $927 million USD, for the first 6 months of the fiscal year. As a result, the company has dramatically revised its projected revenue for this full year. The company now says that it will generate 790 billion yen, 10.4 billion USD in net sales, a change from the 900 billion yen, $11.9 billion it expected in an earlier forecast. The company also adjusted its operating income projections from 35 billion yen, $462 million USD, to 1 billion yen, $13 million USD. Nintendo attributes the shift in revenue to declining hardware and software sales, price reduction, and the strength of the yen against the euro and the US dollar. The company also announced that life-to-date worldwide sales of its 3DS have hit the 6.68 million units mark, which
That's not bad.
No, that's not. With sales expected to increase during the holiday season, along with decent sales of software titles such as Mario Kart 7 and Super Mario 3D Land. Nintendo's Wii has sold 89.36 million units to date. The DS has sold 149 million to date. All right, Nintendo, I hope y'all pull out of this. It's kind of,
Well,
is Zelda safe?
Zelda, I don't know. I don't know. Link is only one elf. He's only one elf. Well, Rockstar has earned more of my love and respect and deep admiration, almost to the level of loving them like I love Link.
Oh, yeah?
What'd
they do?
Well, if I could just breathe here for a second, because that's part of the reason why I'm hesitating. Wow. Okay. Rockstar co-founder and VP Dan Houser gave his thoughts on the current state of mobile gaming, which he believes puts money before quality. I have to agree with you. He says, this is my personal opinion, but I think a lot of people in the general mobile industry are focused on making money more so than making good products, is what he told Japanese magazine Famitsu and GI.biz. He says, we're a business, too. We have to think about how to build revenue, and we value the knowledge you need for that, but we want to conduct business with superior products. Focusing on nothing but business is depressing to me. It's boring. I want people to understand that we make games for more than just to make money. In an interview translated by 1UP, Hauser stated, for Rockstar Developing, new products wasn't about business opportunities or filling niches, but creating products it could be confident about. He also didn't see the mobile sector as a threat to more traditional gaming and touched on Rockstar's previous experiments with mobile, namely the iOS port of GTA Chinatown Wars. He says, I don't think mobile is going to swallow up video games, but it's an important topic. To the massive phenomenon we saw when portable game systems came out has already spread over the mobile market, but we've experienced successes and failures in portables in the past. Rockstar also plans to release GTA 3 port to iOS and has just announced the hotly anticipated GTA 5. I have to completely agree with him about the games that they create. They don't have many games out. You don't see them taking, you know, Red Dead Redemption and saying, now we're going to do an iOS port. Now we're going to do an Android port. Now we're going to put it on the iPad. Now we're going to put it on, you know, PC version. They pretty much stay in their lane. And if they port something, it's not literally a port. It's actually a different, you know, it may be, have the same name, but it is different. And they make good games. There's a reason why I rave about GTA 4 if you've not played it, Ginger. We talk about games that have layers. There are so many layers upon layers in GTA 4. Even as much as I've played it, and I'm telling you during Hurricane Ike with no internet and no cable, it was an all-day thing. That's all I could do after, you know, I cleaned up my yard and managed to grab some food from somewhere. There was nothing else for me to do but play GTA all day. And I played and did just about every quest I could do, without being connected to the internet. And I still didn't finish all of them. I still haven't finished them all. It's unless you're just, you know, off work for 6 months, I don't know anybody that's done every single thing. There's the main storylines. There's five or six offshoots from each storyline. So nobody's game is ever the same twice. So that's when you know these people are not doing this for the money, and it takes a long time to do this. We see how long it's taken between GTAs. I think GTA 4 came out on my birthday like 6 years, 5 years ago. I don't know how long ago it was, 4 years ago, and I'm just getting my next one. I've been waiting patiently, not so patiently.
And yeah, that's all I've heard. When are we getting a new GTA? When are we getting a new GTA?
Yes.
Oh, GTA? What's our GTA?
And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, some games I wonder about if they're going to do okay, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I'm going to love it.
Yes.
It is going to be a good game because that's what they do. Very good game, Sarah.
Yes.
I'll spend the money. Can I take my pre-order yet? Can they take pre-order? It's not even listed yet. All right,
I have got Unity Powers Army One Source Virtual World.
Ooh.
The service helps soldiers and loved ones connect from anywhere around the world. Unity Technologies, Unity Technologies, provider of the Unity development platform of games and interactive 3D on the web, iOS, Android, consoles, and beyond, is pleased to announce that the Army One Source Virtual World, a community hub constructed to allow soldiers the opportunity to connect with families and friends from anywhere around the world, and an interactive 3D virtual environment, kind of like Second Life is what it looks like, is based on Unity. Davey Jackson, director of simulation and visualization for Unity Technology, says, when I learned the concept of virtual resiliency, it completely changed my vision for how Unity can be used to impact the lives of our enlisted personnel. Defense Web has done an amazing job leveraging Unity's web development capabilities to make these human moments accessible to anyone, anywhere they can connect to the Army OneSource website. The launch of the virtual hub marks the first time the Unity engine and development tools were deployed in the creation of a large-scale government MMO project after being granted Certificate of Networthiness credentials from the United States Army in 2011. With the Unity web player, the Army OneSource virtual world provides a safe and secure social environment for soldiers while at home or abroad. This is kind of neat. All right, so the virtual campus is divided into several sections, including a community park, training centers, and areas to help strengthen the emotional, family, spiritual, social, and physical resiliency of soldiers and their loved ones while fostering a sense of community and collaboration among Army families with shared experiences. Defense Web was also able to create a virtual unity-based environment where soldiers can connect with their families to share a walk on the beach, take an online seminar, or confide in their spiritual mentors when physical distance separates them from their communities.
I think this is awesome.
This is great. All right, so it's virtual, and a lot of y'all are like, you know, it's not real. You know what? You spend months apart from your family. Anything where you can actually at least feel like you're close to each other.
It's very, very nice.
Yes. Yes, it's amazing. So, yeah, way to go, Unity. I think this is great.
That is fantabulous.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Fantabulous.
That's fantastic. Fantabulous.
I love your accents, Corey.
I got to stop. I really got to stop. Oh, somebody's asking if they get hugs and kisses. Of course you do, PS Collecting. You get loves and kisses from us.
Yes, that's the hugs and kisses. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
You can't hear it, so I'm going to tell them I answered you on the podcast. Of course you get kisses. We got time for a couple more. I'm so excited. Look, don't I sound excited? Another interesting tool I just found out about they sent to us. I don't know if we can get to, I'm trying to breathe. We're having some issues. Okay, so PlayPhone Inc., who's a global leader in mobile social gaming today, announced the release of PlayPhone PXP. It's a full suite of advanced virtual goods management tools through its PlayPhone developers website, supporting Android, iOS, and HTML5 platforms. PlayPhone developers can now manage and optimize all aspects of their in-game virtual goods with easy-to-use tools located on the PlayPhone developers website. According to a report by Juniper Research, revenues from virtual goods sales and social games is growing at a dramatic pace and could reach more than $4 billion globally in 2016. With the PXP virtual goods management suite, PlayPhone offers its partners financial flexibility and various ways to manage monetization of PlayPhone's social gaming network, SGN. Developers can create and define their virtual goods, set their in-game price, and quickly push live. Additional PXP developer benefits include security and integrity of data with cloud-based backups, PlayPhone customer care available globally 24/7, fully compliant with App Store policies, no server components needed to add virtual goods and virtual currencies. PlayPhone is focused on making the purchasing process simple. Consumers have the option to pay for the virtual goods with cash, in-game currency, or PlayPhone Universal Currency, Play Credits, using multiple international payment solutions, including direct carrier billing. The first games to incorporate virtual goods on the PlayPhone social gaming network are Hakuna's Farm Invaders for Android, High Games Happy Reef for iOS, China Wireless Arts Castle of Shadows on the Android, and Talent Walker's Fishery for Android. PlayPhone is 100% committed to providing the most turnkey solutions for developers to easily publish, monetize, and socialize their mobile games. This is from Anders Evju. You can read the rest of this up on our site, but I'm wondering if this is a tool that can be used for our Second Life developers that develop PUDs, games, and clothes, and it would be interesting. The IMUV people, if you could do that from outside of the game, keep track of your stores. And if they don't do it, you know, somebody's going to see this and write it. And if you do, can we work for you? Can we?
No, really. Can we work with you?
Okay, I'm just going to say, because we got about 2 minutes left, we have some very interesting people that just follow us on Twitter. And I can't say that.
Oh, my God, yes. People, I'm like, where are y'all finding me?
No. This one right here, did you get that one? I can't say it.
Oh, my God. No, I didn't. I didn't get that one.
Yeah, and that one. Just now.
Oh, my God. No. No. I don't think I got that one. Wow. No.
Wow. Can we get them or can we get them? Okay.
Apparently.
Well, guys, we're about to get out of here. And I know you're like, where's the Halloween stuff? Well, that's going to be Monday. We'll have a little bit of Halloween stuff for you because it'll actually be Halloween. But over the weekend, we will get you ready. Oh, boy. Ooh, yeah. So we will see you guys next week on Monday when it's actually Halloween. We'll be wearing our costumes. You won't be able to see them, but we'll be wearing them.
Yeah.
And we'll see you guys over the weekend. Remember, if you want to play Kingdom of Keflings, you can buy the original version. You have to get the original, you know, the full version. And then we have the DLC for you. You can win. All you got to do is go by our swag store. We don't make you work too hard to win stuff from us because we just love giving it away. So all you got to do is make sure you're a member of the contest group on our site. Sign up. Join the contest group.
that's it. I'll announce about an hour before I actually make it go live that it's going live. So the first few seconds, all you got to do is be first in line. I said two keys. Now, if you're wondering about the Pink Rocket Launcher, it's part of a promotion that we did with Fallen Earth some months back, and they gave us tons of keys because they knew you all were not you all were going to want more keys. So because it's Halloween, I'll be giving away more of those. And, of course, I do believe they have a zombie event going on in Fallen Earth over the weekend and up through Halloween and through next weekend. So you might want to get that rocket launcher. You're going to need it. You can't beat up on the zombies. These zombies are hard. Was it just me or were they hard to kill? You played in Fallen Earth when we had the zombies.
Yes. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Weren't they hard to kill for you? She's like, I don't know.
They weren't too bad. I had my 2x4. 2x4 to the face.
Well, look here. They were eating me up.
The one that got me was Chupacabra.
Oh, my God.
I was sitting there killing some sheep, and the next thing I know, Chupacabra's on me.
No. You tell you what. You and Blaster. Corey, get on the car. Get on the bus. And Snow's riding around on a horse. She won't come into the vicinity. She's just riding around. They're not bothering me. I'm fine. And get on the car. I stand on the car, and something just ate me up, and Les is like, I didn't see that coming. And Ginger, of course, was like me yelling at the screen, because I yell when we play, what you gonna do now? I just hit you.
That was hilarious. And then that one guy, Sean
Johnson. Bowman. What happened to Sean
Bowman? Bowman. There we go.
Never happened.
Run by Mark. He ran by Mark. I couldn't help myself. He was marked. He was flagged for PvP. He had to die.
If y'all want to know about Sean Bowman, you got to go back way some episodes.
Yes.
Find out what happened.
Sean Bowman.
This
he
is
was the new Leroy Jenkins.
Yes, he was. Okay, so guys, here you go. This is kickoff Halloween weekend. We're a couple of minutes late, but here you go.
Time for goodbye, he said, as he faded away. Don't put your life in someone's hands, they're bound to steal it away. Don't hide your mistakes, 'cause they'll find you, burn you. Then he said, if you wanna get out alive, hold on for your life.
Alive.
Later, boys and girls. Mwah!